You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. Whoa! The Punt Podcast, Midweek Edition.
Genuinely wants to spend the rest of his career at Tottenham Hotspur. I think he's mad.
I'm sorry, how can he escape Flash? It's unbelievable.
So this isn't obvious now. It's a team in great form at home against a team who just aren't that good.
I think he'll score some goals in League One in 17-10 any time. Deadly from set pieces and in the air.
Great, the boss is up for manager of the month. They've been phenomenal. They're odds against. Love it, love it, love it.
Subscribe to The Punt on iTunes, listen on Audio Boom, or look out for the link on Twitter or on William Hill's Facebook page.
Yes, hello and welcome along to another edition of the Punt Podcast, brought to you by William Hill. This is the midweek edition of the podcast. We'll be looking ahead to the League Cup semi-final second legs between Burton and Manchester City in the slightly more competitive Chelsea versus Spurs game on this edition. Sam Norris in the presenter's chair, and joining me on punting duties for a change is Mr. Dave Kellner. Dave, how are you?
I'm very well, thank you. Mr. Norris, how are you?
Yeah, not too bad at all. Was an enjoyable Premier League weekend, I thought. We had plenty of great games, 2-4-3s in there, vital win for Newcastle down at the bottom, late drama in the Spurs-Fulham game, Manchester City keeping things competitive at the top of the table as well. So very much enjoyed the weekend's Premier League action. Arguably, though, the performance of the weekend was probably Arsenal, who were just beginning to come under a little bit of scrutiny, but they beat Chelsea, obviously, in a battle for the race for the Champions League spots. That, for me, was the performance of the weekend, for albeit Chelsea were much maligned, particularly by their own manager as well. But take anything away from Arsenal, I thought.
Yeah, he's not afraid to get stuck into them, is he, Maurizio Sarri? I thought Arsenal were superb, especially in the first half. They put lots of pressure on Chelsea early, and Chelsea are lacking in identity, I think, at the moment. I think they're, we'll come on to Chelsea, obviously, but I think they're playing key personnel out of position, or Maurizio Sarri is anyway, and it's affecting them. But obviously, he's an incredible manager, Sarri, so I'd expect him to sort out these issues pretty quickly. But yeah, good performance from Arsenal. They look like a better team when they can play Alexandre Lacazette and Pierre-Emerick Aubameyang in the same side. It's just a shame they're losing Aaron Ramsey at the end of the season. They didn't want what happened with Alexis Sanchez being able to leave on a free, even though it's looking like an absolute dud of a signing for Manchester United. They didn't want the same thing to happen to Mesut Ozil, so they threw lots of cash at him. And now they've got a big issue with Mesut Ozil because he doesn't fit into Unai Emery's plans, but yet nobody is going to stump up £300,000 a week to sign Mesut Ozil. So they are left with a player they don't want. They're paying large wages to Mesut Ozil, and it means they've not got that money to invest in other areas. So they've kind of made a rod for their own back, Arsenal, with Mesut Ozil. And because they paid Mesut Ozil so much money, they weren't willing to splash the cash and keep Aaron Ramsey, who's definitely a more pivotal player for Arsenal under this Emery system. So, yeah, I think it was a good result for Arsenal, but I see bleakness in their future.
Okay. It's probably one for greater discussion later on in the week when we have the FWA guest on as well. But just to go back to Maurizio Sarri and the criticism of the players there, he obviously said after the game that it's a difficult group to motivate. What do you make of the manager publicly coming out and criticising his players? Because this was something that Mourinho was not afraid to do, but often came in for a bit of criticism for, but that hasn't really materialised, with a lot of people seemingly agreeing with Sarri. Do you mind managers publicly criticising the players in such a fashion?
I think the issue with him publicly criticising the players is maybe that he needs to look inwards as well, Maurizio Sarri, because he's trying to get...
Because it's his job to motivate the
players. Yeah, he's trying
to
get this team to play in a system that doesn't suit their strengths, in my opinion, at the moment. And I think it is difficult to motivate these players because the majority of them are Premier League winners, and they know that that's out of sight now. They're playing for a top four finish. Yeah, it's it's tough for Maurizio Sarri to really get them motivated and going at the moment, but I think that he's going to end up alienating the Chelsea fans if things remain as they are at the moment. But I don't see that much wrong with... I mean, these players all have broad shoulders. I think they can handle the criticism.
Yes. Anything else catch your eye from the Premier League weekend? That obviously the big story, I suppose.
But... Yeah, I suppose Ole Gunnar Solskjaer, 7 straight wins for Manchester United now, and looked good in the first half, and were pretty much in command in the second half as well. I know things got a little bit hairy late on in that game against Brighton, but another win for Manchester United, and he's given the players their head, hasn't he? And they are. They're looking good at the moment. Marcus Rashford's a phenomenal talent, and that they're playing with pace and style and substance, which they weren't doing under Jose Mourinho. And long may it continue for Manchester United fans.
Let's turn attention on to the televised fixtures then coming up midweek. It is the second leg of the semi-final in the League Cup. We begin on Wednesday night at the Pirelli Stadium with Burton Albion hosting Manchester City. Obviously, as everyone knows, this is 9-0 to Manchester City on aggregate. The betting for this one, 14-1 about Burton, 8-1 the draw. Manchester City are priced up at 1-8. There was... fury within the Manchester City camp that the EFL Trophy match for their under-21s couldn't be moved. That being played 24 hours before this game on the Tuesday night. I dare say, given they've got a 9-0 advantage going into this, Pep Guardiola would have been keen to potentially play some of the under-21s in this match. But they're taking the EFL Trophy very seriously. That's a competition that their youth side clearly wants to win. So he may not have that option. I wouldn't be that surprised if we see one or two potentially play both games. But either way, it may not be an extremely weakened Manchester City side. This is obviously a difficult game to bet on, though, Dave.
Oh, it's a very tough game to bet on. But he has come out, Guardiola, and said the first team matters more.
Right.
So I know that they have that under-23 match 24 hours before this one. But he will still prioritise this match over that one. So I can see... I think Phil Foden's guaranteed to start in this game. I can see Philip Sandler, who reportedly is learning a lot from Vincent Kompany since his time at Manchester City. He'll play centre-half in this match as well. So I think those two will... I think Sandler will definitely play. I think Phil Foden will definitely play. I think Bernabe will definitely play. I think Gabriel Jesus will start this match.
Okay.
Aguero played at the weekend. Jesus was an unused substitute in that match. So he's guaranteed to start and almost guaranteed to score in the game as well. Gabriel Jesus. He's 4-7 to score any time. If you're looking for something that's like a shade of... not. More than a shade of odds on, but is a decent 4-7 poke. I think for him to score any time is good. And I like Phil Foden to score any time as well, 3-1 in this game. Burton have got serious issues defensively, haven't they? You look through not only that 9-0 defeat in the first fixture, they've subsequently conceded 5 goals in 2 games in League One as well. So, Burton are going to get beaten in this match, despite, in all likelihood, Pep Guardiola putting out a shadow side. They lost 3-2 to Gillingham, and they drew 2-2 with Doncaster at the weekend as well, Burton Albion. So, and they're likely to be without Scott Fraser. The midfielder was taken off in that draw against Doncaster at the weekend. I think Nigel Clough knows that he needs to name near a full strength side just to avoid similar embarrassment to the first leg.
Looking at the handicap markets here, I was mad keen on the handicap markets when recorded the podcast a couple of weeks ago before the first leg. Minus 2 goals for Manchester City is 19-20 here. That could appeal to one or two, because you could imagine a 3-0 victory could be achieved without Manchester City getting out of first gear if you know, the likes of Jesus, Phil Foden et al. Start.
Yeah, and I think Riyad Mahrez could start in this game as well. I think minus two, 19 to 20, is a bit of a gift, really. I think the compilers have priced this expecting Manchester City to completely ease off the throttle. That's not what Manchester City do. They just keep coming forward and pressurising whatever opponent it is. We saw it at the weekend against Huddersfield. Only won that game 3-0 in the end. Leroy Sané looked absolutely sensational, by the way. When I watched Leroy Sané play, watched that game on Sunday afternoon, and you see him play like that, and you think, what the heck was Joachim Löw thinking?
Yes.
That's the immediate thing that springs to mind is, why did Leroy Sané not go to the World Cup? And I know he had issues at the start of the season with Pep Guardiola, and I don't think Guardiola thought he was giving 100%. But since he's come back into the team, he's looked sensational. I don't think he's likely to start in this game. But just as a side note, I think Leroy Sané is an exceptional footballer. Yeah, so I'm looking at Gabriel Jesus, who scored four in the first leg.
12-5, 2 or more.
Yeah, that's good. 12-5, 2 or more. And I like Phil Foden to score in this game as well at 3-1. Obviously, we're recording this on Monday afternoon, so we're a long way out from game time here. We'll know more when the team news comes out, but I think that will affect the betting. And Guardiola, even though he would have liked to have completely changed his squad for this game, given it is a dead rubber, with the EFL's refusal to move that EFL Trophy quarter-final with Sunderland, which is, as mentioned, taking place the day before, Guardiola might have to play a slightly stronger side than he wanted to. And I think that plays into, from a betting perspective, looking at Manchester City minus two. I think you've picked out the best bet there. And Gabriel Jesus, 2 or more at 12-5 is strong for me.
Okay, that's the Burton Manchester City game taken care of. Obviously, a pretty difficult match to get involved with heavily on the betting front. But Chelsea Spurs may offer a little bit more. This one is finally poised after Spurs won the home leg of this one by a 0-0. We're now going to Stamford Bridge to settle this tie. 4-7 for Chelsea, 3-1 about the draw, 24-5 for the away side. Obviously, Chelsea, we mentioned earlier on in the podcast, they were beaten 2-0 at the weekend by Arsenal. Spurs needed a late goal from Harry Winks to get past Fulham. They won by 2-1. Spurs will probably feel as though they're in a better headspace than the Chelsea players coming into this match, but despite the fact Spurs won the first leg, Chelsea dominated large parts of that game.
Yeah, they did.
And it's unlikely, if that happens again, that Spurs are going to get out of jail twice.
Yeah, but I think these prices seem heavily lopsided.
I'm very surprised
to see Chelsea this short in the market. At 4-7, I know that Spurs have major issues at the moment. I commented on those issues on the Punt podcast. Moussa Sissoko, he's out. Lucas Moura is just working his way back to full fitness. He might be in contention for a starting spot here. They've lost Harry Kane. He's out with that ankle problem until early March, and Harry Kane's now had an ankle issue each of the last four seasons, I think. So that's becoming a major concern looking forward for Spurs as well. They've lost Heung-min Son to the Asian Cup, so they are stretched thin at the moment, Tottenham Hotspur. And it was a gutsy comeback, but how much has that comeback taken out of them at Craven Cottage? Fernando Llorente scored, but at the wrong end. Yeah. And he looked like not a ready-made replacement for Harry Kane, but he was always going to be the one that stepped into Kane's shoes. But with Crystal Palace away coming up in the FA Cup at the weekend, what does Mauricio Pochettino prioritise here? Does he look to make a final, or does he concentrate on the competition with more prestige? I think he looks to make a final, so I expect him to play a stronger side in this match than he will away at Crystal Palace at the weekend. It's a very interesting dynamic going into this game, but Chelsea looked lacklustre at the Emirates on Saturday evening. And Chelsea have got problems because Maurizio Sarri is continuing to play N'Golo Kante out of position. I just don't understand that. You've got the world's best defensive midfielder and you're playing him in a a number eight role, for instance, all number eight, you know, that
yes.
slightly more attacking midfield role fit Jorginho in.
It was quite incredible a couple of weeks ago as well, Maurizio Sarri bemoaning the fact that he doesn't have a backup for Jorginho, if yeah. you like. And as you say, he's probably got the world's best player in that position in his team, never mind a backup for Jorginho.
I find it bizarre, and yeah. I think that's why the Chelsea fans will be slightly bemused with some of Maurizio Sarri's comments. And that does, there is that fear that he will alienate those Chelsea fans. Not only is he playing out of position, you've got the other world-class player, Eden Hazard, playing out of position.
Yep.
He is not suited to that false nine role. And I know that Sarri again has said that he's not got anyone to plug into that position. That's why they're looking at Milan's Gonzalo Higuain yes. To fill that gap. And that looks like a perfect fit, because Higuain had his most productive season ever in Serie A under Maurizio Sarri. So that looks like the perfect combination. If they can manage to work out a deal to bring Higuain in, that will free up Eden Hazard to play in that free role, that number 10 spot, which is where he does his damage. So, but that's not going to happen in this game.
Mm.
So they're going to be left in a situation where, are they going to once again play Eden Hazard out of position in this match, like they did in the first leg? I've no idea. I don't know how Maurizio Sarri is going to. I don't know what sort of side he's going to play at this moment in time, and I don't know if he's going to play Hazard out of position again.
Obviously, we'll know the answer to those questions a little bit closer to the time. But as of now, how would you bet it?
I think Spurs plus one on the handicap's the bet here. Spurs will, with that advantage, look to keep it tight in this match.
23-20.
23-20, Spurs plus one, and Spurs to qualify for the final and go up against Manchester City. And 8-11 Spurs to qualify for the final. I like that, because you've got opportunity for maybe Chelsea to win by one and still land that bet. So, yeah, I'm with Spurs just because I think the betting is lopsided. I think this is a very, very, very difficult match to call, but Chelsea look way too short to me at 4-7 instinctively.
Spurs, the price play then. Spurs plus a goal is 23-20. You can back them to qualify for the League Cup final at 8-11. We'll be back with the Punt podcast on Thursday. Of course, I'm going to head to the FA Cup fourth round, where you'll be reprising your more familiar role in the presenter's chair, Dave?
No, I'm not.
Not this week?
No, not this
An
week.
Absentee?
I think it's Mr. Alex Dunn who's presenting the podcast. And the big game is the Friday night game.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Arsenal, Manchester United.
Yeah, that should
Cup.
Be good. That's on the BBC as well, so expect plenty of turnover on that match.
Yes, looking forward to that. Dave, thank you very much for that, and enjoy the action midweek.
Thank you, Mr. Norris.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.